During his campaign, President Trump vowed to put judges on the Supreme Court who would overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark decision that legalized abortion. We're exploring what this could mean in our region. As Nate Hedgie explains, Montana is in a unique position.
I meet Dr. Al Olszewski outside a hotel in Kalispell, Montana.
I'm Al.
Nice to meet you. I'm Nate.
He's wearing black cowboy boots and the kind of open-collared shirt most politicians wear nowadays when they're out meeting constituents. Olszewski is a Republican state senator. And when he's not doing that, he works as an orthopedic surgeon.
I've been a doctor now for 31 years.
And it's that medical training, he says, along with his Christian faith, that informs his stance on abortion.
I don't think that we as physicians or as medical, as a medical health care profession, should do elective abortions at all.
But here in Montana, abortions are protected under the state constitution's right to privacy. Olszewski thumbs through his copy of the Constitution, looks like a blue Bible, till he finds the passage.
And if I read that to you, it's very simple. It's the right of individual privacy is essential to the well-being of a free society and shall not be infringed without showing of a compelling state interest.
Back in 1999, Montana's Supreme Court decided that passage protects abortions up to the point where a fetus could survive outside the womb. They ruled the state had no business interfering with a woman's individual procreative autonomy. Montana is one of 9 states that has this constitutional protection.
The state constitutional protections are very strong.
That's Amy Myrick with the Center for Reproductive Rights, an abortion rights advocacy group. She says the state's constitutional protections would remain in place even if Roe v. Wade was overturned. Outside of banning abortion at a federal level, the only way to get rid of them
is to amend the state constitution, or for a Supreme Court to overrule itself. And both of those things are pretty high barriers.
So instead, anti-abortion activists in Montana like Al Olszewski are focusing on a different angle.
Where the battle will occur is on a viable life.
A viable life is the point where a fetus can survive outside the womb. The Montana Supreme Court ruling doesn't address post-viability abortions. Olszewski says a few decades ago, a premature child didn't have a good chance at a viable life.
If you weren't in the womb, you didn't survive. But through the miracle of science, through the ingenuity of medicine, we now are able to support a child out of the womb at 23 weeks. So what we're going to find is that in another decade, it's going to be at 20 weeks. In another decade after that, it'll be 18 weeks.
Viability outside the womb is indeed a moving target. Maternal-fetal medicine specialist Dr. Deborah Gwynn says current indications don't suggest we'll be able to support children born that early.
But, you know, technology changes.
Nowadays, she says, the outlook for children born between 23 and 25 weeks is foggy. They may be considered viable, but their chances of survival can be slim, and they can often grow up with severe disabilities.
We worry about cerebral palsy, blindness, deafness, long-term school issues with them, as well as mental retardation.
With all this in mind, she says, the definition of a viable life isn't really a medical one.
It becomes a personal and ethical decision, because it depends what you're willing to do to sustain the life.
Last year, State Senator Al Olszewski introduced legislation that would have effectively banned abortions in Montana at 24 weeks, without exception. Montana's Democratic governor vetoed the legislation, but Olszewski expects it'll come up again.
This argument, this discussion, this battle will never go away.
Senate hearings for Supreme Court nominee and perceived conservative Brett Kavanaugh will begin in early September. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I am Nate Hedgie.